Cam Schilling coming up. Is there an update at all on Ben Sherratt's availability for this trip?
No, there's no update. We just didn't. We're not sure of it. We didn't want to be short one on the trip.
You touched on it yesterday. I mean, as a coach, how do you find that balance between finding the perfect number for rhythm for Connor and getting Bersois enough games to maybe stay sharp, even though he's been able to do it over longer stretches of an activity?
Well, there's a couple of factors. One is your schedule. The schedule will dictate at times whether guys are sharp or not when you need to be to use two, and then performance. It will be the clear indicator of whether you try to even things out and watch and manage people's rest. So we ran Connor about seven straight with the idea of coming out of it, going into the break, we could even it out, but we needed Lauren's performance to warrant it, and Connor then can take a little bit of a bit rest, and the Warren's been outstanding.
Is it possible that you would split the goalies in the last 2 years before the break? Or
like physically?
No, not like physically. Or is Connor going to get both?
So, Ken, I got a plan for the next two games, and we'll let the first one happen before we solve it. But I have no fear of putting Lauren in the net in any game this year. I'm aware of a 45-shot night, and it's more than that. It's not even shot attempts. When you play games where there's a lot of action in the crease area, being because we were killing penalties, that happened, a lot of pucks got to the area. There's a big cost to goal, even whether he stops the puck or a puck gets to him. He's in his crouch going side to side. You burn an awful lot of energy. So I would be less likely to look at a game like that coming back with him, just because it's even though it's just one, it's a real heavy workload.
Connor openly said that he was hoping to play yesterday against Vegas. Are there some benefits to him maybe having a little burr under his saddle going into tomorrow's game?
Well, it's a burr. I mean, there's benefits to know you're on a team that's got really good players, because it forces you to, I mean, all the best, I guess I should finish the sentence before I start a new one, but all the best performers are that, because they can continue to do it night after night. He will be disappointed in just about every single game that he doesn't play in, which is a great great driver for him. He's played well. So we're just, you know, we got a luxury here that I'm not sure that we've ever had. We've got two goaltenders that we really feel confident in playing.
Paul, just going back for a second to last night's game, when it's 2-1, Blake's 50th assist was maybe not unlike some of his other ones, in that it comes off a pretty pivotal shot block there in the later minutes of the game. So is that just another example of those little things that can add up? Because that's one where he blocks, it goes the other way, and then yeah, it's in their net, and that's a big turning point there, right?
It's a great example of professionalism and leadership. So Blake's, whatever the number is, in the top two or three assists in the NHL for quite a while now. So if you look at that stat alone and never watch hockey, there's a very offensive player. The big bulk of those guys never had to develop the other part of their game, because they're going to make that team and they're going to get paid on those numbers alone. But he is in the Lowry kind of Tanev mold of, if the other team has the puck, he's working real, real hard to get it back. He doesn't pass the work off to somebody else, shot blocking, whatever it takes. He couldn't not block a shot if he wanted to. He gets to that point on the ice that it's all about winning for him. We never, ever talk about points or those kind of things. So that having a guy like that just gives you just a fine example for your young players, you know. I want more is the general theme for young guys, and just all you got to do is play like that guy. It's not about points for the young guys. They don't expect them on 8 to 10 minutes to generate much. And if you're not on the power play, you're going to have a very difficult time moving into the top half of the team in terms of numbers. But there would be no reason why you couldn't block a shot like Blake or full sprint your entire shift.
Just one more on Dmitry Kulikov. Certainly, to my eye, seems like last night, another example, he looks like he's moving quicker, yep, better than maybe we've seen him in quite some time. He sort of downplayed that. He feels his skating legs have kind of been there all along. But do you see a quicker, faster
player? So, yes, I agree with you, not Dmitry. And we've had that conversation. He, this year, coming off the injury, is a much better player in my mind than last year, because he was coming off almost an entire year of playing with it. He worked really hard this summer, and then I think there was some, I don't know if anger is the right word, but he seemed, when he got hurt again this year, he pushed really hard, came back earlier, and was very, very determined. So I would agree that there is a difference between his play right now and his play in the past, and we hope he continues it. It's good, and he had a tough turnover that ended up in the back of our net, but his next shift out was good. And that's usually the sign of a defenseman getting to that level of confidence. And part of that is playing more and feeling like you're a part of it. But you can suffer an inevitable mistake that they're all going to make, and it doesn't change your next shift.
There's age and maturity with Kyle Connor because of a college route where he's a little ahead of the junior guys. But are you surprised, even in what's like kind of like year two, that a guy his age, that he can play that consistently, or that he has played this consistently?
So I was surprised last year when I had made that comment. I don't know that I'd had a young player cover as much ground in 1 year, to go from a player, and rightfully so, wasn't able to join our team at the start. He gets sent to the minors again. And then from that point to when you think of him in that Nashville series, and I thought last night's game looked a lot like that. To cover that much ground, he gets very little defensive video shown to him. He doesn't need it. And now he's kind of back. What Kyle was able to do is become his own man on that line, have his own game, and not change it to the two other players that he's with, which is difficult to do when you're a young player. So you get your chance with Scheifele and Wheeler. You just want to make that work, right? Because it's a very lucrative spot to play. And so they'll feed pucks to them, they'll try to keep them happy, defer to the veteran, all that kind of thing. And then Kyle, I go back to the game that he played in Carolina last year on the road, where he didn't get a point, but he finally got to kind of the realization, all I'm going to do is go out there and work as hard as I possibly can. And kind of, he was almost, I felt complete frustration, but he just said, you know the words that are in my head, I'm just going to go and play as hard as I possibly can. And then boom, he started to score. Right, it just came for him, and he's been like that. Any time that he hasn't, I would say it would be true of his line. The line wasn't kind of to their identity, but when he went back up now with Nicky's injury, he's looked like he's in his playoff form.